A major decision will be made tomorrow regarding the future of the Great Lakes. The eight governors whose states border this important freshwater resource will vote on whether to allow a community outside the Great Lakes Basin to tap Lake Michigan for its water supply. This will be the first major diversion of Great Lakes water since a 2008 agreement that banned water from being piped outside the basin, except in rare situations. Susan Bentz from Here and Now contributor Milwaukee Public Radio reports.
When the Great Lakes Compact came to life in 2008, it was a big deal. All of the eight surrounding states pledged to protect and conserve its waters and ecosystem. Then Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle commented on the compact's importance.
I believe that what we have agreed on today is something that we're going to be able to look back, all of us, in 5, 10, 15, and 20 years from today and say this was one of the most significant accomplishments of our time.
The five lakes that stretch from Minnesota to New York hold about 20% of the world's fresh water in a world that is increasingly water poor. Enter the city of Waukesha. It's a suburb 25 miles west of Milwaukee, situated within one of the fastest-growing and affluent counties in Wisconsin. And Waukesha's location puts it in a special Great Lakes Compact category. The city's groundwater flows west into the Mississippi River Basin, but Waukesha is located in a county that straddles the Great Lakes Basin to the east. So the city can request pumping water from the Great Lakes. For years, Waukesha relied on deep wells to meet its municipal water demands, but a growing population depleted the resource and increased the presence of cancer-causing radium in the water. The radioactive element is naturally occurring in bedrock, and as wells dig deeper, radium levels rise. That's what happened in Waukesha. So the state of Wisconsin ordered Waukesha to come up with a sustainable, safe source of drinking water by 2018, and the city chose Lake Michigan. Water Utility Director Dan Dukniak says Waukesha wanted to draw 10 million gallons a day from Lake Michigan, use the water, treat it, and loop it back into Lake Michigan via the Root River.
Recycling and reusing water is the responsible thing, and we're able to do that with the Great Lake that we have here. The compact allows it. It will set the compact in stone, protecting the Great Lakes for the long term, and it's an environmentally responsible way to get your citizens' water.
But that plan has critics, including the mayors of more than 120 Great Lakes cities. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee biologist Tim Ellinger points to potential impacts of pouring treated wastewater into the Root River as it flows back to Lake Michigan.
Well, the Root is a fabulous it's a fabulous treasure. I think what's gorgeous about it down here is that you have all of this riparian wetland and wooded wetland that floods frequently and provides for all of the life of the amphibians and the birds and the fish and the water quality. If we're going to have 90% of the base flow during these times of year being treated effluent, I'm not trying to say, okay, the sky is falling. That effluent would still be going somewhere. But at this level of concentration, you know, what are the health implications of that?
Other critics claim Waukesha doesn't do enough to conserve water, a core element of the Great Lakes Compact. Suzanne Kelly dismisses that criticism. She's president of the Waukesha County Business Alliance.
The city has implemented a lot of conservation activities. Our businesses participate in many conservation measures, but as the studies have shown, you cannot conserve your way out of this problem. Lake Michigan water really is the only environmentally sustainable solution for the city.
Christy Meyer works with the Ohio Environmental Council. She predicts if the Waukesha application gets the green light, a flood of requests from other cities to tap into the Great Lakes water will follow.
Ohio has many straddling communities and a lot of straddling counties, just like every other state around the Great Lakes. So this could really open up the compact and unravel so many years of hard work to protect our Great Lakes.
Last month, seven states recommended approval of Waukesha's request with some modifications. Minnesota abstained from what was strictly an advisory endorsement. But for Waukesha to win permission to tap Great Lakes water, the vote scheduled for tomorrow in Chicago must be unanimous. For Here and Now, I'm Susan Bentz in Milwaukee.